Maybe you've noticed it too. On social media, friends and people I used to work with posting photos of the birds outside their windows or short clips of a bird singing nearby. It seems that because of stay-at-home orders, many of us are looking for ways to pass the time and looking more at the nature that's all around us. So I wanted to talk to someone who knows a lot about this.
When I was 14, I spotted a peregrine falcon eating a pigeon on my windowsill in the Bronx. I never looked back. I'm Jason Ward, and this is Birds of North America. So it was National Geographic brought to life right in front of me. And that changed the course of things in a lot of ways for me because it let me know that I didn't have to travel to lands far and away to be able to enjoy wildlife.
Jason Ward hosts that popular series on YouTube and is an educator and very enthusiastic ambassador for birding. I talked with him from Atlanta, where he lives now. Thanks very much for taking the time to talk with me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be able to converse with people about birds, even through such a weird time.
Yeah. Well, so many people are at home and they're noticing birds again. What do you make of that?
You know, I think that it's one of the few silver linings of most people deciding to stay at home is that they're just starting to pay attention to things that they just overlooked. And it's a blessing in disguise that people are starting to appreciate their backyard birds once again. And there's no time like the present since approximately 20 billion birds are migrating north. So not only do we familiarize ourselves with these backyard birds, but now we have a whole onslaught of new birds that will join the party pretty soon as well.
So for people who are new to birding, what do you need to get started? Do you need a guide? But do you have to have binoculars?
First things first, in order to get into birding, what you need, you already have. You need eyes and ears. That will get you through the gate. If you can hear and or see some of these birds, you are already in a step in the right direction. Now, in addition to that, if you want to take things to the next level, then sure, I suggest getting a pair of binoculars, maybe even a camera. Hey, you know, put some feeders in your front or backyard and enjoy the show.
So how do you know which birds you're seeing? I see a lot of, I know what a cardinal looks like. I think I have blue jays in my backyard and I see a lot of little brown birds.
Yeah.
How do you know what you're seeing?
You know, it takes time. I always tell people bird ID is hard. It does get easier, but it never stops being challenging. And I think that's a part of the reason why we keep coming back. If it was really easy, it wouldn't be as fun. So mistakes are a part of the game. We're going to misidentify a lot of the birds that we see. I always tell people to own up to it. Don't get discouraged by mistakes. There are two types of birders, those who make mistakes and those who lie about the mistakes, right? So own up to your mistakes. Learn each species. Maybe take a picture or maybe carry around a field guide that you can purchase anywhere and start to learn about the native birds that are in your area. It takes time though. I think that that's one thing that we are lucky to have at this point in time is the available time to just spend on a new hobby. It takes time to try to learn these species. I mean, there are approximately 1,000 species that can be found in North America, and locally in the eastern US, that number is, you know, around 400 to 500.
What time of day is best, and where should you be looking?
Those are great questions. When it comes to breeding season, which we are in right now, so these birds that are migrating are doing so when we're all asleep. So they're migrating at nighttime. They're taking these trips hundreds and hundreds of miles over our homes and flying while we're all taking a nap at nighttime. Once that sun comes up and it starts to heat up the bushes and the treetops, that gets the insects stirring, and now it's time to feed. So a lot of those birds will start to feed to start to replenish their energy reserves so that they can fuel themselves on the next leg of migration. That time frame in the daytime is when we're able to bear witness to a lot of these migratory and resident birds. The early morning is also the time where the most singing occurs. And the reason for that was twofold. It's one, the song itself carries further in the early morning. There is less atmospheric dust that is kicked up by the heat, and the song is able to travel nice and far, and it's able to be a little clearer as well. In addition to that, they could be spending time looking for food. but they're sitting up on this exposed branch singing. That's an indication to all of the ladies in the area that I'm already big, strong, healthy, don't need to waste my time feeding like the rest of these weaklings out here. Look at me. I'm here with my chest poked out and I'm singing this beautiful song. That means I'm a viable candidate to mate with. And I hope that you notice that. Please, please notice that, because I'm not going to stop singing. So I think that the early morning is the best time. And you also asked where you can look to see them. That is also a great question. And during this time of year, you can look anywhere. You can look on the ground for certain species, in low bushes. You can look on the trunks of trees, in the canopy of trees. And also, don't forget to just look into the sky. Hawks are also migrating. Vultures are also migrating. And they'll soar over your head in waves. So there's pretty much no end to where you can actually look to find a lot of these birds.
There are a lot of birds in my neighborhood kind of going crazy with their song right now. How do you bird by ear? What are some of your tips for that?
You know, so when it comes to birding by ear, I liken it to a family member calling your phone on a blocked number. Some people ask me, how do you even recognize these songs? They all just sound like chips and chirps to me. How do you tell them apart? And that's when I bring up the family analogy. If a family member called you from a blocked number and said, hey, you would be able, just by hearing a few words, to recognize who that voice was coming from. Using that analogy there is similar to how I'm able to recognize bird songs. Sure, they're all a series of whistles and chirps and clucks and chips at the end of the day, but there are little small minute differences in each of their calls and also their songs that set them apart from one another. And I've taken a multifaceted approach to learning bird song, whether it's downloading apps like the Audubon Birds app, or whether it's just viewing YouTube videos. But at the end of the day, there's no substitution for actually getting out into the field.
This is a strange time. It's a sad time. It's a scary time for a lot of people. What is bringing you joy right now in birding?
It's the warblers at the end of the day, right? Like, that's the big ticket item when it comes to migration. These are these neotropical birds that spend their winter in South America and in the Caribbean. And my favorite is the prothonotary warbler, right? It's this ridiculously tough word that I had to learn when I first started to bird. And it's a golden yellow bird, just the brightest golden yellow ever. And it has these slate bluish wings as well, and these really dark black eyes and its dark black straight beak. They're experts at eating caterpillars. They live in swampland, and they sing this beautiful song that sounds like it's saying sweet, 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 sweet. And it's just being able to see this golden shape bouncing around in an otherwise kind of dreary swamp it never fails when it comes to brightening up my day.
How can birding help people get through this time?
You know, birders have always had this really well-kept secret, right? Birds are able to provide so much to us. They're able to provide us with the thrill of the chase, the thrill of discovery. And also, they're able to be meditative to us at the same time. Being able to immerse ourselves in these habitats and listen to bird song, you know, in these beautiful environments, it's always been calming for us. Now, more and more people have the ability now, especially during trying times like this, to allow themselves to enjoy the meditative aspect of birds and birding. Put your phone down for a second, take a walk around your neighborhood, or just sit on your porch and listen to the bird song. And, you know, take a couple of deep breaths, observe, and just be in the moment. And you'll find yourself feeling a little bit better after a couple minutes. So I think that birds can provide that for a lot of people.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me. This is fun, and it've inspired me to maybe get out there and take another look.
Yes, definitely. And report back. Let me know what you see. Thank you for having me.
I will. I will do that. Jason Ward is a birder and educator and host of the show Birds of North America, where he's birded with celebrities, visited bird rescues, and advocated for diversity and inclusion in birding and science. You can find more of his innovative ways to stay connected with other birders, like his Tricky Bird ID game on Twitter. He's at Jason Ward NY. And head to our website for more resources on birding and ways to get involved in our region. That's AlleghenyFront.org. I'm Kara Holsapple.